And welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Kevin.
Doug, take it away.
Okay. We'll look through. We have, again, a lot of the questions we got recently have been like about Christmas, but I feel like it's too early to bust out the Christmas questions just because we still got a whole month before we officially, I know. We literally November 1st, we were sending texts to each other with Mariah Carey.
I was going to say Mariah Carey disagrees with your statement.
When I feel like
I don't agree with this. Like, you should be all up for this.
Yeah. I mean,
let's do it.
So yeah, I'm just trying to find something. There was one good question that came from Byron. I don't have it in my notes, but I remember it. And he asked, what is one of our, what's your favorite kitchen gadget? What's your favorite thing that you use in the kitchen?
Oh, well, 100, the air fryer.
The good one.
I love it. Like, it's great. I even use it to warm things. Man, we used it the other night for grilled cheese sandwiches. We put those on the stove, and then we threw them in the air fryer to crispy them up, and it was delicious.
Nice.
I was there for that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we were like, "Oh, that sounds awesome!" And then Ashley was like, "Okay." And then you're like, "This fucking rules," and we're like, "Yeah, I bet it fucking does."
I think that was Daniel who suggested it.
Yep.
Yeah.
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 Kevin, what about you?
I gotta go with the crock pot. I love, or not crock pot, but I'm sorry, the Instant Pot. The Instant Pot has been amazing, and I've been making a lot of rice out of it because
a pressure cooker?
Yeah. Instant Pot, or I guess, yeah, you could find it. I mean, I got it from Sam's Club when I got mine. But yeah, it's awesome. And you literally, you put 3 cups of rice in there, 3 cups of water. Just hit the pressure cook thing for let it go for about 15 minutes and you've got restaurant rice. Like, it's legit. Like, it does it perfectly. I can never do it that good on the stove. So yeah.
I think it's so funny watching what's his name? Uncle Roger. Oh, Uncle Roger. Yeah. And he's always go get an air fryer, go get a rice cooker, or whatever. Cause it's stop fucking around with your rice. Just go get a rice cooker.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, we've come too far. Like, it's too easy now. And then I love it too. And he's like, if you're not using a rice cooker at this point, you fucked up.
Stop doing it. It's one button. You put rice in, you put water in, you push one button. That's all it is. Seriously. You've got to let it boil. No, you put rice in, you put water in, you push button. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I need to get one. I don't have one. I still do rice the old fashioned way.
Up to the knuckle.
You fucked up.
My favorite thing, and everyone was like in the chat was like, "Oh, so be prepared for a 30-minute long commercial from Doug about how everyone needs to go get a Blackstone." While I love my Blackstone. No, my favorite thing, and I got it for Christmas one year from I think my parents, and I remember being like, "What the fuck, guys? What the fuck?" Was a ceramic Dutch oven. Kevin.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love those. We have one of those.
Yeah, and that's what I make chili in. So I do spaghetti sauce in. I did the tortilla soup in. I love it. I love that thing. I would cook everything in there if I could. It is fucking great. And I saw people especially during the pandemic when everyone was making bread, people were like, "Oh, just put it in your Dutch oven. Put your Dutch oven into the oven." Mm-hmm. Because they're fucking great, man. They are so easy to clean. They are super heat. They'll get really fucking hot. I mean, they're great. I fucking love it. If you don't own one, go get one. It's a must have, yep. in my opinion.
Agreed.
Yeah, like even more so than like a cast iron skillet. Like I know people are like go fucking buck wild for those. Nah, man.
Do you know what Ashley also cooks in the Dutch oven?
What's that?
Cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, they're great. It is hands down my favorite. Like, quote unquote kitchen gadget. It's not really a gadget, but like kitchen accessory utility or you know whatever you want to call it. Not utility, but
I
love it. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
It's an appliance.
Yeah. Not even an appliance, right? It's like just a kitchenware. It's just a pot, but it's a ceramic pot. Dope. Oh, man. What else we got? Let's see. Link asked a whole bunch of questions, but I think we may have gone through most of those. Okay, June, love that one. So what's your favorite board game to play? Did we do board games? Did we do this one already? Board games. It's a little. I don't know if we have, because I think. I don't know. I remember you saying Munchkin, but that may have been regards to what's the best way to get started in D&D. And I think we said Munchkin was the best way to like kind of learn D&D light Munchkin. But board games. You guys have a favorite board game?
I guess I mean, just off the top of my head, I still love Monopoly. We play that all the time still. Like, it's just a classic. It's just fun.
No one's died? Murdered each other yet?
It's come close. We actually played last week. We had a game night, and Colin actually won Monopoly for the first time ever. And it was impressive, and I was like, all right. And they both knocked me out first, and then Ashley lost it to him, so...
Did she flip the table?
He was very happy. We have to get a new table.
I'm a huge fan still of Clue. Clue is like, in my opinion, like the perfect board game.
Yep. That was my answer. It was going to be Clue.
Yeah. Clue fucking rules.
It felt so good to get it right. Oh, mm-hmm. You got to play it. We have to play it. Is there an online Clue? I'm sure there's got.
There is. Yeah. You've never played Clue.
Oh, it's so good.
No, we always had it in the house and nobody like took it seriously growing up. And like, I was like, hey, can we play this? And no, it takes too long.
It takes two. Motherfucker, you're playing goddamn Monopoly. Talk about taking too long. Holy shit. Dude, you can do Clue in like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Listen, man, I don't know this.
Hold on, I have a version of Clue on my Amazon wishlist, on my Steam wishlist.
It makes perfect sense that Doug would love Clue because he loves all the detective stuff, and it's you're just trying to solve a murder, and it's so satisfying when you get everything right, when you name every piece and like you open up that little envelope and you find all the pieces in there and you're like, called it, motherfucker.
I guess I don't have it on my.
Is it? I wonder if that tabletop simulator. I wonder if they have a Clue.
Version. Oh, you know it does.
Yeah,
Clue. Here we go. Yeah, Clue. It's $11.99. Is it multiplayer? It's very positive.
Oh, look at that!
And it has single player and it has online PvP, cross platform multiplayer, Steam achievements, Steam trading cards, in-app purchases.
Cross platform. Look at this shit, man.
Yeah. But yeah, you get like a I think a couple of cards in your hand, and you kind of you mark them off because if you have them, then you know that they're not like the candlestick wasn't used or that Mr. Green or whatever wasn't involved, and that it didn't happen in the library. So then you can then like make your way through the house. And you get to a room, you can be like, I want to make I think it was Miss Violet in the kitchen with the butcher's knife or whatever. And if someone has it in their hand, I think they have to tell you that they like, nope, ain't it. And I think you have to kind of like deduce what they had. I don't think they tell you what they had. I don't remember exactly.
No, I feel like that would be, you don't want to give away your own evidence because then it'll kind of like,
Yeah. So it gets down to be the
get ahead of you. Yeah.
Yeah. So then, yeah, it gets down to like who ends up getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, but it's you roll a dice and it's how many you can move. So it's kind of like who gets to the room first, who makes the deduction first, who gets, and what do they get right? And I think some of it even tells you like oh, I have. Well, you know, I don't, because I'm trying to remember. Because I played it, I used to have a PC version too, where you play against the AI, and I don't remember if they would tell you what you got right, or just like no, you or you have two of the three guesses right, or whatever. So you kind of like just deduce that way. But then, yeah. Oh man, game so much fun. I can't believe you've never fucking played Clue, Jer.
I know, it's crazy. Blame
it on the card.
Blame my mama.
Put it on the card.
Put it on the card. All right.
$11.
It's kind of rich, kind of rich for my blood.
Oh, shut the fuck up. This is season pass. What the fuck is there a season pass for?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, what are you going to add? Probably other characters? I don't know where they're going with that.
Clue season pass. Let's see. It's $35.
Maybe it's the different boards. Like it'll be like more licensed boards and stuff.
Season pass content, classic theme. So, all right. Sherlock theme. Ooh, Egyptian adventure theme.
Uh-oh. Somebody's about to get got.
International's characters pack, Hollywood theme, vampire theme, Snowy Peak theme, Murder Express theme, tropical mystery theme, Wild Wild West theme, and masquerade theme.
And BDSM theme.
Man, BDSM theme.
Oh, Colonel Mustard.
No. No, we should play some fucking Clue. It's a fun game.
Let's do it right now.
All right. Holmesy and Queen wants to know, we're going to go to a Christmassy question. Rudolph or Frosty, who would win in a fight?
Rudolph every time.
Rudolph.
Yeah, Rudolph's nose is fucking him. So bright.
Mm. Yeah, his nose is so bright. Yeah, exactly. He would just melt his ass.
Spear him. Just go right through him.
Yeah, exactly. That too. Like, he is a, like, a fully formed thing. Like, he's not made of snow. Like, he would just bowl through them.
Right.
Now, I guess there is the other thing where it's like, well, if Frosty, does Frosty need all of his snow to exist? And then also, can he take over any nearby snow? In which case, things change.
Also, could he morph? Like, can he also call to arms other snow figures? Like, there's a lot of what ifs here if we go into that realm. But just at face value, Rudolph every time.
Yeah. If it's just like normal Frosty versus normal Rudolph. But if Frosty has the ability to, like, you know, roll down a hill and become a giant boulder snowman,
then of course Frosty,
because he could literally just roll around and become a fucking, like, the size of a house and then just crush Rudolph.
And if you're gonna sit here and tell me that Frosty can be Winter's Venom, then yes, it's going to be Frosty.
Yeah, there's a lot at play here. Yeah. It doesn't even matter that Rudolph can fly. Like, if Frosty wanted to, he could just explode himself into snow,
mm-hmm.
fall from the sky, and then just, like target Rudolph, and then just cover him in snow and keep building that snow, and then just make him fall out of the sky to the ground, and then at the last second disperse his snow body, but Rudolph would still be falling and then insta splat into the ground.
Also, have we even talked about the fact that we got Mr. Frosty, like, creating hailstorms and shit? Like,
yeah, can he, like, turn an arm into, like, an ice sword?
There's a lot going on here that we could unpack.
Man.
Yeah.
Kev's turned off. He's like, I'm done with you too.
No, I'm just thinking, like, he can pour a bucket of water over his head and turn himself to ice. And, like, Frosty could run, like, the reindeer can run right into him like a fucking wall. Like, there's just so much that can happen.
But yeah, there's a lot of Frosty's lore. Man. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of Frosty's lore that, like, we have to unpack. I mean, like, can he, again, is he confined to the limited amount of snow that he was made out of, or can he take part in new snow? Can he you know, if he loses an arm, let's say, can he just pick up more snow and just attach a new arm? Old arm. I guess his arms are fucking branches or whatever, but right. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I lost my midsection. Let me just roll around a new bit. Okay. Now I've got a new,
then you're talking instead of branches, he's taking out fucking trees and the trees are becoming his limbs.
That poses a whole new threat to Rudolph. Right? So Jesus.
Threat to Rudolph, threat to the city. Now we got a fucking Stave Puff Marshmallow Man running around.
And just get some torches. We're good.
Yeah, and then he melts and comes right back.
Yeah.
Another question. This one comes from both Austin and June. They both want to know, what are some of our favorite memes?
Oh, the one where I am... Joey from Friends.
Oh, the one, the gift that you made?
Yeah. The one that you hate.
Yeah. I have two favorites. One of my all-time favorite is one I use on Caleb all the time. And it's the kid, the picture day kid in his SpongeBob like pajamas or whatever.
Yeah.
With just that is what that fucking face says.
Yep.
The slow blinking eyes. Unimpressed.
I know Cavs. Cavs is 50 Cent in a car.
Yep.
Exactly. every time I want to annoy the chat and yep. I just reply with that.
Yep. My other favorite one is the kid at the computer. He's typing and he looks over, thumbs up. Yeah. Like, I love that one too. Just the.
All right. Let me see if there's. I think if you type in at GIF, I wonder if it gives you your most used. Oh, it doesn't. Dang, that sucks.
My most popular.
Like, I wanted to see which one I use the most. I guess you could do it with iMessage. Let me see which ones I use the most in iMessage. Oh, it doesn't. I don't have that. Dang it.
Let's see. On Telegram on the desktop, if I go to the GIF section, it shows me my most used or my most recently used.
On Telegram?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, desktop. How do you do? What do you do? Do you just type in the at GIF and it gives it to you?
There's Jer's.
Yeah, because I look at mine and I've got the like, how do you do, fellow kids? And then Dennis Reynolds slapping D's hand saying, stop it. And then a couple of creepy Thomas the Tank Engine ones. And then some Left 4 Dead ones. And then Abed from Community. This is Nicolas Cage noises. And then I've got cabin fever. I've got it too from Muppet Treasure Island. Oh, and then I've got the one of the Baratheon kid from fucking Game of Thrones walking up to the window and just falling out. He's like,
huh. Oh, I love the chef's kiss one.
Yeah.
With Simpsons. And then Lenny. The guy hiding behind the bush, like, excited, he's like Doug's for a long time was the train going into the cave, like into the
on
the
oh railroad. That's Kev's
oh yeah that anybody. Was Kev's. Yeah that was Kev's.
Jer sends that all the time. He wants to go to Pound Town.
No, I got it from you, Dad.
Got it.
One of the ones I also use a lot is Catherine O'Hara screaming, come on!
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
Kev's also favorite is the Ultimate Warrior on anything sexualizing wrestlers. He loves sending those.
Mm-hmm. These are just kind of our favorite gifts. But
yeah.
Oh, another one of my favorite ones is Louise from Bob's Burgers. And everything's on fire behind her, and she's doing the evil laugh. Oh, I love that one, too. I use that one a lot. Good times.
Yeah.
I haven't caught... fucking Kev.
Oh, one of my favorites is the...
Kev just sent the Jackie Chan licking his lips one that he uses all the...
That was Jared. Jared would use that all the time on Ryan.
One of my favorites is doing the Muppet monkey surprised face and like to either turning and then putting the paw over the mouth. That one. All right. That's enough. That's enough for today. It's time to go.
The weekend. Now
it's time to say goodbye to all our family. K-E-Y. Why? Because I love you. Oh, no. M-E-K-Y.
M-I-C. M-I-C. Zero yeah. Soon.
Yeah,
that's K-E-Y. It. Why? Because we like you.
M-O-U. No. Yeah, M-O-U-S-E. Yep. That's how you spell.
I'm like, what the fuck are you correcting me on? I already spelled Mickey. Now I'm spelling mouse.
God damn. Follow along, Jer.
Yeah. My God. Kev was making a face like he didn't know what we're talking about. Bro, you didn't watch Mickey Mouse Club when you were a kid?
Nah.
Yeah, dude, that had everybody in it. Everybody.
Disney was a premium channel, man. Like,
sorry.
Dude, yeah. I didn't have the Mickey Mouse. Like, I didn't have that. Oh, yeah, I guess we did. Yeah, I guess I did. Yeah,
you
I
had Disney
yeah,
Channel.
I had the Disney Channel.
And Disney Channel, like it was quote premium, but like that was like, dude, that's so cheap. Like
that was the thing. That was the one thing.
You know, like five extra channels, and it was like Nickelodeon and Disney Channel.
That was the one thing my mom splurged on.
I didn't have Disney though.
So, all right, folks, that's it. That's it. We're getting out of here, or else we're gonna throw Kev under a bus.
Yeah, he definitely had Disney Channel. He's just playing it too cool. He's just like, I watch Nickelodeon because I'm edgy. I like watching stuff that was owned by Viacom and not by the Disney Corporation because I'm edgy. I'm fucking MTV and that's it for me. Nickelodeon and MTV, Beavis and Butthead, and All Real Monsters.
That sounds fucking fantastic. How is that? That's amazing. That's a good combo.
It is a good combo, but sometimes you need Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and Ryan Gosling and Kerry Russell and the Mickey Mouse Club. Okay?
Nah, I'm good.
So disappointed.
So disappointed. And Justin Timberlake. I was about to say Justin Bieber. Justin Timberlake. That's how it all started, Kev. Like the 90s pop,
man.
Like everything was from fucking Mickey Mouse Club.
Didn't know that. I mean, I knew
Justin
that,
Timberlake I mean, I and Ryan Gosling were roommates while they filmed the show.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty hot.
It's fucking Kevin. Goodbye, everybody. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug. That's the show where I fell in love with Kerry Russell. Loved her on that. And then it was like, oh, now she's on Felicity. And I didn't care for her as much anymore.
Now I'm Kevin.
I didn't watch Felicity. She showed up on an episode of Boy Meets World. She dates Eric for like an episode. She's Feeny's niece. Dude, I was like, oh my God. Goddess. Feeny's? Kerry Russell. Feeny? Feeny's niece.
I know. I said Feeny's.
Oh, Feeny's. I remember that, yeah. Feeny's. See?
Feenissimo. All right. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.